April 20th, 2021 ICCH Tech Manual QFS 2020. https://qfs2020.com/ichtechmanual. International Commodity Clearing Houses. International Commodity Clearing Houses. ICCH, Action Plan. Administrative Entity. Love One Industries, a division of Love One Society International, will be the administrator and contracting entity for the program. Statement of Purpose. The purpose of this ICCH program is to stabilize prices for food commodities, manufactured goods, and raw materials, and to ensure farmers and manufacturers receive sufficient profits to stay in business and be productive. Our mission includes organizing a worldwide network of clearinghouses, warehouses, and distribution centers where commodities are stored and then shipped to where they are needed. The clearinghouses will be set up on a computer network similar to the internet, with a huge database where commodity availabilities are databased and made accessible to other clearinghouses. The network will request and receive distribution orders to move commodities to where they are needed. Statement of Belief. Food should be grown organically, to feed people healthy, nutritious foods, not grown with pesticides, artificial fertilizers, or hormones to justify larger profits. Some of the larger RSS benefactors could team up to create a computer network similar to the World Wide Web, to accommodate the need-driven distribution of commodities. The Economic Stabilization System will be the underlying program in support of the whole ICCH operation. Example of the play for farmers. The local farmers or manufacturers will be offered a 10-year contract, with options for more years, to pre-purchase their entire annual production at fair prices, in the spring of each year. A performance bond will be issued to each contracted entity to cover our portion of the contract. The moving average of the, then, last 5-year annual production, will dictate the amount of upfront money they will receive for the following year. Provisions will be made to accommodate the local sale of produce at desired farmers' markets. Paying it forward will be encouraged, as this will help the local community to buy grown produce. At the end of the growing season, the ICCH will take possession of the produce and store it in purchased or rented storage facilities or warehouses already being used locally. The head of each farm will make growing adjustments to ensure the crops qualify as organic. Small loans or grants will be made available to restore the land to support the production of the most nutritious crops available. This is a long-term plan. Provisions for the growing of industrial hemp, provided by the new farm bill, will be encouraged with grants needed for new machinery for planting, cultivating, harvesting, and processing of the hemp crop. Each farm will be offered to refinance with the terms offered in the National Real Estate Listing Services Refinance Program. The resultant real estate loan, with the additional revenue sharing share, with the permanent download adjusted to cover the loan payment, will ensure that the farm can never be foreclosed on again. Each farm contracted shall receive an additional $1 added to their RS share payout, $524,160 per year, as a contract signing bonus. No pre-purchase contracts will be given for any GMO crop production. With use of grants, Love One Industries will partner with farmers to finance their pair of the soil and bring the farm to a certified organic farm status. This should be accomplished in less than 3 years. The Community Assistance Centers, CAC, directors, who are local to the farmers, will act as the liaison between the farmer and the Revenue Sharing Solutions Program. The director will have a unique user ID number to establish the employment contracts and have authority to access RSS shares in support of farmers' contract. The directors will have authority to adjust the employment contract share, ECS, per minute payout as per the farmer's wishes. The director will also have authority to secure loans or grants to assist the farmer's needs. Employment contracts shares will be available for farm laborers to sign at appropriate share payout levels for the work being performed. Family children of the farmer 12 years old and older may qualify for an adjusted employment contract share up to the age of 18. The head of the farm who signs the contract shall administer the employment contract shares for those in his/her employment, in concert with the CAC directors. They too will be eligible for raises as per the farmer's wishes. An area agriculture board, made up of experts in soil repair and other agriculture affairs, will be established to give guidance and education to farmers to coordinate crop rotations for market needs, with emphasis on soil nutrition and the use of fertilizers to maintain organic certification. Most true farmers have superior knowledge acquired from working with the soil for years. This will only give them help with new soil technology and shared experience from the old blue genes that have the experience. The local farms will play their part in the preparation of foodstuffs and the packaging required to support the marketing of commodities through the distribution channels. Grants will be given out freely. Farmers will return to the social strata of the old days when farming was an honored way of making a living. Corporate farms will be bought and sold back to the farming families who have lost their farms and forced out of business by crooked banksters and corrupt government agencies involved. The above micro example will support the macro plan of the ICCH and theme any varied aspects of food production, manufactured goods, and the raw materials industries. The foregoing example for farmers can be adapted to manufacturing of hard or soft goods, as well as the enhancement of raw materials production in support of most sectors of the economy. A.S. The effect of the economic stabilization system will be to stabilize the profitability of all participants in the economy, with the net effect of lowering the prices of items to the consumer. Following the example of the farmers, the emphasis of the program is to use nutritional processes that support the health of the populace rather than profit-driven processes that disregard nutrition at the basis of the decision-making process. The same ideas will be applied to preserving the earth and its ecosystems, with the net result of cleaning up the environment from past profit decisions that hurt the environment. Note, there will be a break-even or non-profit approach to all that is done. All of the programs Love One Society will implement with the help of some benefactors. The S will use the manufacturing industry to support the famers with the latest technology available, and at prices that are affordable to the food industry. As we get established in the pre-purchasing of manufactured goods, and the use of employee contract shares, ECS, to support the workforce, there will be huge sums of money injected into the economy with no expected profits in return from our work. In fact, there will be no problems for benefactors operating under huge losses as a result of our service to mankind. There are huge funds available for us to provide this kind of service and create an environment where mankind can flourish, and grow, and thrive. The manufacturing sector of the S program will use the present national and international distribution systems to support farming endeavors all over the world. Farmers and food suppliers will have a major priority in the program to be supported with lower costs and better financial services for their success. Because ICCH is international, this will include developing countries to increase their production of food that will ensure that each country has enough nutritious food to feed their people. Having the contracted ownership of large equipment, ICCH will ship farming and construction equipment all over the world to support our farming programs. One of the main problems of feeding people, beyond the production, is the transportation of commodities to where they are needed. Large, responsible road building projects will be implemented to create a ribbon of highways in each underdeveloped area or country to transport food to the local markets. Brokers and middlemen. The ICCH program will work with brokers and middlemen to enhance the effective distribution of commodities. These professionals are essential as BR oven distribution chains are already established. The S, in conjunction with the ICCH program, will incorporate and enhance their participation with use of employment contracts at any level needed. The overall ICCH program will ensure that every person in the distribution chain of commodities and manufactured goods will be financially viable, as well as the producers. Developing water resources, a problem solution application using NAWA available funds. Sufficient clean water is essential to increase food production, especially in underdeveloped nations such as the continent of Africa. Massive investments in developing natural resources to bring water to the farming location is a must. Africa, for instance, has a large aquifer under most of the African continent. Thousands of wells need to be drilled to bring the water up to the surface for farmers to irrigate crops. Governments don't have the money to do this, farmers don't have the money either, so it is left up to ZIM benefactors to provide the money to accomplish this necessity for increased food production. A system of wells needs to be engineered to bring the water to where large farms and villages can be constructed. There is sufficient water available during the rainy season to refill the aquifer, and with the long sunny growing season, two or three crops per year may be possible. Clearinghouses on the African continent will collectively be called PACH, for Pan-African Clearinghouses. The 54 countries in Africa will form PACH with representatives from each country. PACH will be the exporting and importing authority in coordination with each country's government. Note, there is a problem in the food supply in Africa. Many commodities are shipped overseas to markets outside of Africa, leaving a shortage of these commodities for the African population. Cocoa beans are a good example. Many people in East Africa cannot afford the prices for cocoa from West Africa that European countries can afford to pay. So, they are left out, with many East Africans never having tasted hot chocolate. Increased production with an operating axiom, Africa first, then export the excess, may be implemented. Many benefactors will be needed for this project. There are perhaps hundreds of these types of projects that can be implemented all over the world. This project started in Africa can act as a prototype for other areas. Yes, there are many projects like this that other ZIM holders want to do. The clearinghouses can be the right structure to accomplish the distribution, regardless of which ZIM holder owns them. Other underdeveloped countries have similar problems, with similar solutions being the investment of money without a profit incentive. It just takes money and a dedicated workforce paid by RSS bonded employment contracts to build up the required infrastructure. The ICCH, with the support of the S on a more local level, coupled with the equipment Love One Industries can supply humanitarians, will take on this project with the intensity it deserves. There will need to be a coordinated effort with qualified individuals who have vision to get the ICCH up and running. It may take a year or two of intense planning and building to implement all phases of the program. Each ZIM benefactor will have an opportunity to get involved in areas that suit their desires and capabilities. ICCH will provide the computer network and, with ZIM benefactor funds, we can build large warehouses all over to store commodities for distribution. ZIM benefactors will put the meat on the structure to make it work as needed to be a viable force for good. Forward-looking statements using new technology. We are of the opinion that new technology will come into play to fill in the gaps in our present technology to accommodate the massive changes to our society and the economy that will take place. Matter replicators. While we believe they will have their purpose in helping to feed those who do not have access to food and water, there is a socialness of enjoying a meal with family and friends that may not be accommodated with matter replicators. So, the food industry will change to a degree, but the social traditions will remain. Going out to eat with friends and family will always be an enjoyable event. We see a more local approach to this industry that may blossom where large fast food companies and national restaurants might lose their charm. We also see local smaller diners with family recipes being a large draw. The bottom line is we will continue to go out to restaurants and clubs to enjoy one another's company while eating and drinking. Free energy devices. A new industry will spring up to transition between public utilities and private sources of electricity. Every location that uses electricity will require an installation of new equipment to allow free energy to be used. It will require disconnection from the present distribution system. It is a massive undertaking. Hydrogen fuel cell. The use of fuel cells will compete with the use of electric cars. Fuel cells can accommodate the present infrastructure and is less disruptive of what is already supporting automobile transportation. Using hydrogen as a fuel for fuel cells that create electricity will accommodate traveling over long distance, 300 miles with 4 minutes to refuel. That is a lot further than battery-powered vehicles. Hydrogen is readily available and burns clean with no pollution. The exhaust is H2O. A new distribution network for hydrogen will support hydrogen as the fuel source for the electrical energy these cars will need. This will keep the present distribution network in place by installing hydrogen pumps and storage tanks. Employment contracts can help this industry as well. The next step might be anti-gravity transportation. Anti-gravity machines go out of dimensional phase when traveling and re-enter when landing. Going out of dimensional phase means they don't collide with each other. They have their own energy source that requires no fuel. The larger machines can be used to haul truckloads of grains or produce using much time. And can be offloaded where needed. No need for roads, delivery of items is just moments instead of days by truck, or even weeks by boat. The nice thing about anti-gravity transportation, is that it is fast and efficient in getting the commodity where you want it. ICCH will take great advantage of anti-gravity machines for transporting commodities. When the technology becomes available for manufacturing and distribution, is anyone interested in manufacturing anti-gravity vehicles of various sizes? As with all new technology, there will be a transition away from the old way of doing THNGS. Obsolete technologies that we have invested in may become useless. But because we are not looking for a profit, we are not damaged and can invest in new technology without worries of losing money. This means we can continue to create new things that keep the economy working and improve the lives of us all.